To make best use of the relaxation session that follows, you'll need to set aside up to half an hour, though how much time you actually spend is up to you. Choose a time when your room is reasonably quiet, and you might consider disconnecting the telephone. You can always check afterwards to see if anyone tried to phone while it was disconnected. Make sure that all of your body is in a comfortable position and supported by whatever you're lying on. If a relaxation session goes really well, and especially with practice, you could even become so relaxed that you might feel like sleeping. Indeed, some people do fall asleep in relaxation sessions. This is not a problem unless you're in a situation where you need to keep alert. For that reason, never try listening to this when you are driving a car, or, for example, if you're trying to watch over a young child, or if there is a chip pan on the cooker. You need to feel as safe and as secure as possible. Your ability to respond to any sort of emergency while listening to this will not be affected any more than when you are normally feeling drowsy or sleepy. If the doorbell rings and you decide that you want to answer the door, you could still do so. You are in control. Of course, there is no reason why you have to follow the relaxation instructions the first time you listen to the next track. If you feel at all concerned about what to expect, you can first listen to the session while staying alert, and then have a go the next time you listen, when you know what to expect. In time, you may learn to relax yourself so well that you become less aware of any discomfort, and perhaps even your pain. Your body may feel pleasantly heavy or numb, or on the other hand, it could feel light, as if you're floating. But if you find you are becoming uncomfortable, you should feel free to shift your position if you need to. Towards the end, you will hear instructions for finishing the session and becoming more alert. The point is that you shouldn't simply spring up and start dashing around, but you should open your eyes and begin moving again gradually. The whole point of relaxation is to take things a little easier, a little slower. There is no reason why you have to end the relaxation at the same point that the recording comes to an end. If you have the time and you don't need to start moving around again, you can carry on longer. Similarly, if you want to end the session before the recording ends, that is fine as well. You should adapt these relaxation instructions in whatever way suits you and your circumstances. Feel free to ignore bits if you wish, and to add things of your own.